Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want people who listen to this show, particularly newbies, to know that all the subjects that we cover on this show are merely metaphors. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What I mean by that is it doesn't matter what is happening at this specific time in the nation or the world. When we cover a topic here, it isn't about the topic, it's the metaphor. And that's why I had a guy, he sent me a note, he says, Kevin, we played a best of that was probably 2 years old. And he wrote me a note and said, Kevin Jackson's best ofs are better than anybody's current show. I'm not bragging, I'm not saying it to, you know, to self-aggrandize. I did get this note, I'm not lying. My producers can verify that. And he essentially said that. And I know exactly what he's talking about, because it doesn't matter whether we're talking about the border wall from 3 years ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or from 2 weeks ago. We're still talking about it, and we're talking about it under the backdrop of leftism. A metaphor, this show is, for brain-dead, moronic leftist. That's what it is. Pick your topic. You want to talk gun control? Brain-dead, moronic leftists who believe that because of criminals, the criminal element who goes out and gets illegal guns, all the people who abide by the Second Amendment should fall in that category. You know how many legal gun owners there are, and what would happen if we were one fraction of what the left portrays gun owners to be? And then you're never going to see a government study about illegal guns versus legal guns and committing crimes. You're not going to see that study, because it will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that legal gun owners are the best citizens in the world. And by the way, they happen to be made up of people like you and me. You go do it by the book. But to hear the left, oh man, these assault rifle owners or whatever, who's committing crimes, whether it's assault rifles, as they call them, which is nothing more than a rifle, or a handgun. I'll even go a step further. Who commits more crime with a hammer, leftists or conservatives? I'll leave you to judge, because I haven't done any studies. But I do have this thing called common sense that I try to impart upon my audience. And I will bet you dollars to dog turds, leftists kill more people with hammers, more people with cars, more people with knives, more people with belt buckles and phone cords. Do they still make phone cords? Anyway, you know what I'm saying. They kill more people with anything than we ever do, and by a far margin. You want to know why? Because you are amazing people. You follow the law. I'm not saying we don't make mistakes. We absolutely do. We are H-U-M-A-N. That's human. I spelled it because anything that's got man in it makes a leftist just go off the deep end. Man, 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 man. 15 leftists died in the statement that I just made. I just talked gun control. Global climate change. Nothing more than weather. Anybody with a brain knows that, but not the left. Oh, no, no, no. They got to talk about gun control, because then they get to tax you. Let's tax bullets. Let's tax guns. Let's tax, you know, whatever, right? Let's tax your license to use your gun, etc. And who pays it? The legal people pay it. Do you think the black market for guns is going to pay anything that the left is talking about? Yeah, let's see when prostitutes start paying their taxes. You know, global climate change, another money grab. Something you can never put your hand on. Well, when exactly is the world going to end? It's going to end in 12 years, says AOC. Do you see her sense of urgency, given that the world is, well, she made the declaration that the world would end in 12 years? Where's her sense of urgency? She said it 2 years ago. She's only got a decade left. And what is she focused on? I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. But it isn't the idea that she's only got 10 years left to live. Suddenly, that's in the along the wayside. Why aren't we talking about, hey, AOC, where are your priorities? I thought global climate change was the biggest existential threat to man. Oh, that's right. It's been switched out with white nationalism. You want to know some more stupid stuff? Open borders. Listen to these clowns. Every single one of the Democrats have said, we've got to protect Americans' borders. We've got our sovereignty. They said this in the time of Obama. What did Obama do? Exactly the opposite. He let kids in. He dispersed them all over the country, put them in red states because he wants to create voters, brought their families over. They have every loophole in the world to get people over that will vote Democrat. And then they want to give them licenses. They want to let them vote even when they're not legal. Why? But they tell you it's about open borders. You tell them, oh, it's what do they argue about? Separation of families from their kids or whatever. And they cry and act as if it's a big deal. But as soon as it happens at three times the level of anybody else in history under Joey Demento, what happens? Nothing. Kamala Harris still hasn't gone. She's been put in charge. I guess she hasn't figured out a way to sleep her way to the top down there. Keep the president of Mexico away from her. What else do they tell you about? These brain dead morons that we can use as a metaphor. Poverty? Education? Racism? And I use my finger quotes. There is nothing the left touches that flourishes except your money. They get rich on crazy. The left get rich on chaos. And I don't care what the topic is. I don't care. Give me whatever topic you want. It is nothing more than a metaphor of crazy leftism. Look, give me our equivalent of AOC. Oh, Kevin, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a smart woman who gets demonized. But that's a smart woman. Because she says, you know what? I'm going to use your tactics and I'm going to fight you with them. So she is our smart version of AOC. We should embrace that. We should have somebody in every one of these issues because there's not a single one of these issues you couldn't get the left on. You want to talk racism? I'll give you critical race theory. I'll give you all these woke leftists, these virtue signalers out there acting as if they haven't lived their lives under the banner of the very racism they proclaim, knowing that black folks can do whatever they want to do. Come on, white leftist racist. I dare you. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Debate me on it. I will clean your clocks. Speaking of which, I got to go clean our clocks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
My show is merely a metaphor for the stupid nature of leftism, period. The cyclical nature of stupid. That's what leftism is. We argue, we debate the same stuff over and over and over because leftism doesn't solve problems. It doesn't want to solve problems. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm so happy. I was talking to one of my best friends over the weekend. He called me up. He's coming to town. We were planning golf and some other stuff. And I said to him, man, I got to tell you. I said, it's going to sound like I'm trying to blow some smoke up your kimono there, but I truly love my friends. The acquaintances I made when I was selling products along the way, well, starting back to when I was a technician, an engineer, etc., I bounced into people here and there all along the way. And it's funny because they're like, Kevin, I always wondered what you were going to do. I expected a lot from you and all this. And I appreciate that. I'm glad that they did. But I appreciate them. the little things I learned from all these people, and you've heard me talk about them. There's a friend of mine, Clay Potter. I was a tech designing when they were a group of guys were designing supercomputers, and I learned a ton from them. And I went on to work on the same projects. I went to TI after that to work as a full-fledged engineer. Walter Ford, Nolan Killian. I could name a lot of these guys. You guys have heard me talk about Andy and new people I've met, Albert and, of course, Carol and Bob and others. And I just really relish in my friendships, the people that are so sane, the people that get it. And you think it's like, oh, we're just, you know, it's mutual admiration society. No, it's people that express common sense that know that our lives are never going to be looked at as metaphors. We do it by the book. We saved. We planned. You know, we sacrificed. I was having this discussion the other day about, you know, do you leave your money? Because my buddy Foster gave away $500 million, which is almost what his worth. I think we looked it up at one point. He was worth like $600 million. And so he gave away almost his worth, his net worth over his lifetime. And he's, you know, family still has a lot of money. But it's a spirit of giving. And I know I've heard Foster and Lynn say this. They want to give away all their money before they die. So there's going to be a lot of charities celebrating, you know, I mean, not in a morbid way, but being able to say, thank God those two people walked the face of the earth. And I was thinking about inheritance, you know, because one of my buddies has accumulated, well, a lot of them have accumulated a lot of money. And we were having a discussion of who are you going to leave it to? And he's like, I said, you know, I think you should spend as much as you want to enjoy your life, but enrich people's lives as you go along. Leftists don't want to do that. No way, man. They are looking for an angle. The minute they meet somebody, they're looking for an angle. I remember when I met Foster, and a guy comes up to me later. I mean, I had met him five or six times before, but never spent any time with him. But I spent time with him. He came over. We had a conversation. And I just thought he was just an amazing guy. And a guy comes over to me, and he says, hey, you know that guy's a billionaire. And I went, no, I didn't, but so? See, there are things that you can, that people say to you that give you hints into who they are. I don't care what a person is worth. I can tell you this. I'm not trying to use Foster as my muse for this particular episode, this particular part of the show. But I can tell you this. Foster met people, almost everybody he met was worth less than he was. He didn't care. Foster treated the ordinary waiter or waitress or cabbie, not that he had to take many cabs, but he treated the guy driving his car the same way he treated a senator. I know that because I've seen it. He used the title senator, but Foster was the same way with everybody. I pride myself on really the same thing. I have people tell me, Kevin, I can't believe you took my phone call. Why would you not believe that? Or they'll say, hey, well, man, you know, I haven't done what you've done. I had a lady the other day say to me, well, I'm not any special like you guys. And me and the other guy with me, I won't say who it was, we stopped her and said, what would make you say something like that? You're just as special as we are. But so what? We have more notoriety. See, but leftists thrive on that. They want that notoriety. They want people to know who they are. That's what I'm telling you. This show is a metaphor for leftism. And by the way, anybody who sides with them, you are just as stupid. We out rhinos because you can see when they see the left's point of view. That's what they always say. Well, Kevin, surely you can see the other side of this issue. No. See, I have a brain and I use it. There is rarely a leftist point of view that is worthy of consideration. I gave you some topics before. Gun control. Why would you want to control law-abiding citizens from getting access to a way to protect themselves? And in Alaska, for example, a way of life. Certain other areas of the country, a way of life, fishing and hunting. Why would you try to convince people that we're going to die because of some global climate change when you go 5 miles outside of any major city and the air is absolutely clean? It's hardly a place on the planet that you can't validate that the air is as pure as the driven snow or the undriven snow. I mentioned open borders. I mentioned poverty. Education. What education? You've watched. Remember in the old days when people were educated all together, Little House on the Prairie, from kindergarten all the way up. And you want to know what happened to those younger kids? They got smart because they watched what the 10th graders and the 11th graders and the 12th graders were getting taught. It was like a black belt in the old days. You strapped on a white belt, and it got so dirty by the time you were testing for a black belt, they didn't give you belts. That belt was just filthy. That's how it became black, from hard work. I can look at all angles of an issue, folks, but that doesn't make their view right. I'll give you an example of jobs. I mentioned the other day a comedian. He said, he goes, I started making money, I paid my taxes, and he joked that he became an instant Republican. It was no joke. He's making fun of it. He's going to make money from that, quote, joke, but it was no joke. While he was on the public dole, making his way up, starving artist, if you will, and getting money from the government, he believed in all those principles. But as soon as he started making money, and Uncle Sam just popped him in his mouth and said, hey, give me 35% of what you make. Oh, and by the way, everything else you do, I'm going to tax. Oh, that's right, you're self-employed. So I'm going to not only charge you the 7.65% of the tax that your company would pay, I'm going to charge you the 7.65% that you as a corporation need to pay. So he's paying 15.2% of his money for insurance against unemployment. Can you imagine? You make $100,000 a year, you put $15,000 of it away for yourself, and the government says, no, that's just insurance for it. No, I could take $15,000 a year over my working career and make it into a lot of money. I don't need the little money you're going to give me back. He became an instant Republican. He's not lying. He's telling you the truth. Once you start doing something with your life, you do become an instant Republican. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Major websites are coming back online after a temporary but massive outage that rolled the internet this morning. Sites ranging from YouTube and Instagram to HBO Max and PayPal started seeing problems around 5:30 Eastern Time. The outage is reportedly linked to Fastly, a cloud platform that provides services for a wide range of websites. The CEO of Colonial Pipeline is telling lawmakers he's deeply sorry for the impact the ransomware attack had on the nation's fuel supply. Testifying before a Senate committee, Joseph Blunt describing the decision to pay the $4 million ransom to the hacking group DarkSide.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry.
This is USA Radio News. Fewer Americans are wearing face masks to protect against getting or spreading the coronavirus. A new Gallup poll found mask wearing is down among all groups since the CDC relaxed its masking guidelines last month. 79% of people surveyed say they've worn a mask outside their home during the past week. That's down from 86% in April and 90% every month from July 2020 through March of this year. Governor Greg Abbott is signing the 1836 Project into law, which he says puts an emphasis on patriotic education. This law comes after concern that educators in the state were not properly addressing the history of Texas.
The 1836 Project promotes patriotic education about Texas and ensures that the generations to come understand Texas values.
The Texas Republicans signing two other bills into law on Monday, one prohibiting Texas vaccine passports and the other protecting critical infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Where do we go from here? Republicans want to investigate his blatant lies and see where the cover-ups happened. But some Democrats, like Jim Clyburn, are trying to bury a congressional probe into the origin of COVID-19. Unbelievable. Joining us now to discuss, member of the House Select Intel Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes. I'm shocked that one of your colleagues, a member of Congress, representing a country that lost 600,000 Americans, is going to block an investigation into the origins of COVID-19 in China. Is that sustainable, Congressman?
Well, thanks for having me, and as always, Jesse, this is something that the House Republicans on the Intelligence Committee have actually been investigating. So the news has largely covered it up, but, you know, we broke this free 3 weeks ago. So a lot of the stories you're seeing written were actually in a report that we put out that we spent a lot of time. So yep. We have a lot of informants. We believe that intelligence was buried, and our investigation will continue. The Democrats, of course, are going to try to cover this up because they've corrupted every institution in this country, including now something that I thought could never be corrupted, which is the CDC, Center for Disease Control. Who's against finding cures for cancer? Only the socialists left in this country and Fauci could manage to destroy the American people's confidence, specifically conservatives, who, as you said in your opening, it appears like all of this was politicized when the fact of the matter is that the Chinese, the Chi-Coms, are directly responsible for this madness that we've been seeing all over the globe, for this super contagious virus that's, you know, running rampant all over the globe. And thank God we did have Operation Warp Speed with the vaccines so that it is at least saving a lot of older people in this country who we know are most vulnerable.
How long left does Anthony Fauci have working for the federal government?
Well, I think we should all take odds on whether or not how much of a political liability going into 2022 is Fauci. My guess is I would put my money on that he's going to have some family emergency or something, and he won't be there come election time 2022. These emails are just too big of a problem for him, as is the NIH director, who is largely escaping some scrutiny, too. His emails are also problematic. My guess is we're going to see a wholesale change and turnover there because the Democrat socialists in this country can't go into 2022 with this crazy liability with these cats that have been essentially misleading the American public for the last year.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. That was Nunes talking about Fauci with Jesse Waters. Glad you guys are here. Clyburn doesn't want an investigation. I'm shocked at these leftists that just seem like they don't care. It is what it is. Anyway, he goes on to say, Nunes, thank God for Operation Warp Speed. And I know what the Republicans are doing. They're trying to make a silk's purse out of a sow's ear because Operation Warp Speed wasn't really needed. But they can't let the Democrats take credit for it, even though, frankly, nobody wants to get the shot. And I've been talking about this for quite some time. Nobody wants this stupid shot. And they're using every possible method to get people to take it. In fact, Neil Cavuto was talking about people not wanting to get the shot. And here's that clip.
This goal of getting 70% of Americans vaccinated, we're going to unlock the biggest beer giveaway in our history. And we're gonna buy America a round of beer.
Now, what is a round of beer? When I had the ranking official above them at Anheuser-Busch, I was trying to push that point because so many companies are offering incentives for you to get your vaccination shot. Now, he would have to have numbers. That is, Anheuser-Busch would. How many are in your round? How many people there are? So I said, let's say I had 1,000 of my closest friends. Are you going to give me 1,000 beers? He demurred and didn't really answer the question. Then there's Kroger, what it's willing to do. Incentivize you to the tune of a year of free groceries. Others are looking at up to $1 million. You have a lottery. They have that going on in Ohio and a number of other states. The grocery one is a no-brainer for me because I could easily surpass $1 billion in just groceries. But this idea of incentivized to get your shot works if you haven't gotten your shot yet. So I always wonder with the next pandemic, should you think twice about rushing to get that vaccine? You probably should not do that or think that way, but you got to wonder, will these rewards going for those who were late or hesitant? Might still be. Dr. Marty McCarry, the author of The Price We Pay, runaway bestseller, Johns Hopkins University professor. Doctor, always good seeing you. I do wonder what this teaches us, Doctor, and I understand it's a way to push people to getting their shots, and I get that, but I wonder if some of them are harboring views, especially those who have already been vaccinated. Wow, I get nothing. I did everything I was told to do, and I'm getting nothing. What do you think?
Well, I do think it's a little embarrassing on the global stage. Right now, we're spending a tremendous amount of money trying to convince those unvaccinated to get it. And if you look at California, they're spending upwards of $116 million just to try to coax those unvaccinated to get it. So, people overseas are vulnerable. They need the vaccine. I think it shows sort of an excess of wealth in the United States. And I think we don't look very good right now internationally.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We don't look very good internationally. But really, our wealth is what we're showcasing. Our stupidity is what we're showcasing. Okay, so that was a Cavuto clip with a doctor from Johns Hopkins. They want 70% of people vaccinated, and the first guy on there was Anheuser-Busch who said, we will give everybody a round of beer who will get the shot. Is that the price you'd be willing to pay to get a shot that could potentially kill you, give you palsy, make you blind, give you blood clots, and I could go on? A round of beer? What is Anheuser-Busch thinking? Well, I know August Bush III personally. I bet you, Augie, I haven't spoken to him in a few months, but I'm going to call him and ask him, what does he think about a round of beer? Is it for the winos or is it just for the black folks? Why don't you do some Code 45 for the brothers and let them, go drink themselves towards this free shot that they claim everybody wants? Operation Warp Speed. Hey, we all are afraid of the Wu Flu. We're so afraid of it, nobody wants the shot. We're so afraid of it, they're dividing people between the shot takers and the non-shot takers and trying to embarrass you. They want to say, oh, we're going to put the shot takers over here. They're going to get special treatment. Well, why? If they got the shot, they shouldn't be afraid of me. Oh, that's right, because the shot doesn't always work. Yeah, they don't want to tell you all the little details. Yeah, you could still get it, even if you get the shot. Well, then why'd you get the shot? Yeah, I didn't get the shot. I'm not going to have palsy, blood clots, or whatever, except in the normal scheme of life. But I'm not going to inject something in my body that's going to get me killed. A round of beers. Kroger, a year of free groceries. Read the fine print on that. Doesn't include Wagyu steak. Doesn't include lobsters like our system of welfare does. You ever seen those welfare lists where people buy lobsters and steaks and stuff? It used to be for government cheese and cereal and thing, you know, baby food or whatever. Not anymore. The incentive is to do the wrong thing. So what was funny, Cavuto goes on to say, well, there's no incentive if you've already gotten the shot. Yeah, you're the stooge that went up and signed up for it right away. You should have held out. Who knows what they're going to offer you? Crack? Free wine? What? Prostitutes? Seems like the government has no level that they're not willing to scoop. And what about that $116 million that California has spent to entice people? Oh, come over here, Jason and the Argonauts. You know, the sirens singing you in from offshore. Come in, come in. Look at the beautiful women. What are they going to do? Free beer, free groceries. Oh, by the way, if you get the shot, you get free welfare. You don't have to work for 6 months. Just tell your employer. They're looking for whatever it takes for you to go, okay, great, I'll do it. Why? Ask yourself the question, why? If the number of people that want to get the shot, and the rest of us choose to roll the dices, why are you so hell-bent on getting the people who don't want the shot to get it? Explain that to me. It's now available. It's like the flu shot. I've never seen anybody say, you need to get your flu shot before you can come separate from here or there. I was talking to one of my buddies the other day. I said, do you remember when Michael Jordan played basketball with the flu? It was during the playoffs. That garden was filled. It was filled with old people, young people, black, white, Asian. Who cares? The players playing with Michael, his whole team, knew he had the flu. They could get it. The entirety of the other team knew he had the flu. What did anybody say? Nothing. It was like, how will Michael perform with the flu? The other team was hoping he would perform poorly. His teammates were hoping he could pull it out. I could go on. And Cavuto's guest blames us because he says the overseas people are vulnerable. We need to get them the shot. We just have too much money in America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, I think we should all take pause of whether or not how much of a political liability going into 2022 is Fauci. My guess is I would put my money on that he's going to have some family emergency or something, and he won't be there come election time 2022. These emails are just too big of a problem for him, as is the NIH director, who is largely escaping some scrutiny too. His emails are also problematic. My guess is we're going to see a wholesale change and turnover there, because the Democrat socialists in this country can't go into 2022 with this crazy liability, with these cats that have been essentially misleading the American public for the last year.
All right, I'd love to see that happen.
Fauci the fraud, out.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This guy, I tweeted this. He said, daylight killers. The masks begin to fall off. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which incidentally owns Pfizer, the one who, makes the vaccine against the virus, which was accidentally started at the Wuhan Biological Lab and which was accidentally funded by Dr. Fauci, who incidentally promotes it. Promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline, accidentally managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which accidentally manages the finances of the Open Foundation. You can go check all that out yourself. I don't know if any of that's facts, except the part that I've been talking about, which is Fauci is a fraud, promoting a vaccine that he knows is ineffective and can get people killed. Yeah, I told you guys the other, I don't know if it was the other day or earlier in the broadcast, but they stopped posting the number of people dead. Now we're hearing about all the declines. For the record, California's Wu flu numbers went down. You want to know why? They stopped counting people with underlying conditions. If you die from heart disease, they now coded heart disease. Because they no longer need to go after Trump. Funny how things work, right? Fauci the fraud. Under attack. I told you the other day, making the rounds on all of these different shows. I mean, Fauci must have been on, no exaggeration, 6 shows over the weekend defending himself. They're setting up. They're seeing, can he withstand it on his own? And he won't admit it, but he knows it's a test. Nunez is probably right. Odds are Fauci's going to decide to retire. You know, my wife is starting to get a little bit ill. We're at the age where you got to start thinking about family. Wait till you hear it. I told you they don't want his book out right now because it's too hot. Oh, it's too hot. Too hot, lady. Gotta run for cover. Gotta run for shade. Fauci's gotta run for cover. Oh, my goodness. Look, I don't know if the connective tissue is there. Because I know this. GlaxoSmithKline can't. Oh, they own Pfizer. That's what I said. Yeah. So the Chinese biological lab in Wuhan. Oh, this is what I don't believe. It's owned by GlaxoSmithKline. I don't believe that. They may have an investment in it, but they don't own it. You can't own anything in China. The Chinese government owns everything. Yeah, I think I told you guys, if you're the CEO of a company in China, it means nothing. The person who runs the company in China is the government official assigned to that particular thing. That's who owns it. Anyway, more on Fauci. This is from Fox News. Former State Department investigator David Asher weighed in on leaked emails of Dr. Anthony Fauci, including correspondence with a key figure linked to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and who thanked Fauci for using his voice to, quote, dispel the myths that the COVID-19 pandemic may have been the product of a lab leak. Now, I played some clips of Fauci. He's still holding the line. Listen, you have to be open-minded about the possibility. However, the likelihood of it having a, what do you call it, a residency or something? I forget what he used. Reservoir. A reservoir from a bat is pretty good. Even though you must remain open-minded to the possibilities, I do believe, I thought it was funny when I played that clip and he said, we need to have a fair and open investigation. Who says that? if somebody were to say to me, Kevin, there's a situation brewing at the such and such, and what are your thoughts? And I'd say, you know, I think it needs to be investigated. I wouldn't say we need to have a fair and open investigation. But that's what Fauci said. Because, see, what he's telling people is, I don't want a fair and open investigation. I need you to shut this down. Will you please help me, leftist? The last thing he wants is a fair and open investigation. It would point the fingers directly at him and the NIH director, Nunez reference, and a host of other people that are putting this ruse over on us. Fair and open. See, those are the words. When you pay attention, these guys are telling you stuff. He says, I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural for COVID-19 from bat to human spillover, not a lab from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Said EcoHealth Alliance President David Daszak in April of 2020. From my perspective, your comments are brave, and coming from your trusted voice will help dispel the myths being spun around the virus's origins. Yeah. Well, you know what? Those myths, now we've got people proving that this is where it came from. The science is pointing directly to Wuhan, because that's where the blame belongs, and not some open-air market. And what Fauci said, and I'm not going to play these clips because we played them the other day, but what Fauci said was, well, now that we understand that someone from the institute has died, we do, there is reason to take, really? It's reason to take a look now because somebody died. And I mean, this is so far-fetched. I know you're not believing it, right? It's so far-fetched. During an interview with America's Newsroom, interview with Bill Hummer, Asher was asked why the Wuhan lab leak theory was dismissed early in the pandemic by, quote, scientific experts. We've been told in the last 3 days that the lab leaks happen all the time. We've had epidemiologists on the air for 15 months. That was not something we heard a lot. And suddenly in the last 4 days, everyone's talking about it, Hemmer said. Specifically about Daszak, who also served as a member of the WHO-led inquiry into the origins of the COVID-19. Asher hypothesized that the EcoHealth president may have been prompted to dismiss information regarding that the coronavirus escaped from the lab. Former State Department investigator on leaked Fauci emails, I don't trust these scientists. Can you trust these scientists? I don't trust these scientists right now, said Asher. And he goes on, I trust our national lab scientists. I trust our army scientists. I don't trust these paid in the pocket by China scientists. So just so we're clear, Asher is saying this Peter Daszak of EcoHealth, the EcoHealth Alliance president, he's a liar. He's a liar. Fauci is a liar. The scientists that supported them that said, oh, dismiss this at the early on, they're liars. They're flat out, they lied, they didn't tell anybody the truth. And it's a big cover-up, like everything else the left does. I come back to this, folks. I said this early on in the broadcast. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about Wu flu. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about the vaccine, whatever. It's all a metaphor for leftism. It's a metaphor for people who are willing to do anything. They will put your health is on the back burner for them as long as they can go after their money. They don't care about you. Don't be fooled. Doesn't matter what they say or do. They do not care about you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.